Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Well, that's our
tour.
We are on tour.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
It's time for us to have a lovely time. We timed the time it took to get to the venue. It took much more time than we thought that it might do. Mark said it would take an hour or two. Ben said more.
Hello from Ecuador, where we're recording this particular episode. Oh, it's lovely here. We've been on holiday here for a week now, and we're staying for 10 weeks. Some Ecuadorian piano, please. Chop, chop. And guys, what have you all learnt about Ecuador so far? What's the capital?
Quito.
Correct. What's the language?
Spanish.
Correct. What's the population?
50.
Correct. What's the currency?
Euros.
Correct. Dialing code.
+67.
No, it's 593. They drive on the
right
road, borders with
countries.
Peru and
Brazil.
Colombia. And finally, stop the music. Shut up, stop the music. The which lowest homicide rate in the Americas? Which number?
Ooh.
Seventh.
No, go with your first instinct.
Fourth.
Go with your
fifth.
Go with your fifth instinct. Fifth lowest homicide rate in the Americas. But even though we're here in Ecuador,
what are the other four?
Pardon?
What are the other four?
I imagine it'd be
Colombia, probably.
Colombia, probably.
Brazil.
And Mexico.
Venezuela.
And Venezuela. Bloody hell. Bang, isn't it?
Have we met our only Ecuadorian listener yet?
No,
on our holidays?
Still waiting, but this is devoted to him or her. And even though we're here in Ecuador searching for our one Ecuadorian listener, a middle-income representative democratic republic with a developing economy that is highly dependent on commodities like petroleum and agricultural products, that's not what we're here to talk about today. One other thing we're not going to talk about today is potatoes. This was going to be the potato special, but a couple of guests have fallen through, notably one of the main representatives of the potato industry. But that will be coming soon. This one is a standard music-based comedy chat podcast, so we're going to kick things off with Willip's performance of a beautiful song by Dooley Wilson. It's called As Time Goes By.
You must remember this.
What's wrong?
I've forgotten it. Oh.
I think you're wicked, Willip. Guys?
Oh dear.
Do you think Willip's wicked?
Willip.
He's a cool guy. Well, let's get on with the podcast. Our special one-person guest audience has arrived.
Hey!
Yes. Who is it?
Yeah, well, get ready and listen to this guy. It's Nick Helm. It's Nick Helm.
Hello.
Hello, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hello,
hi,
Nick. Hi.
It's been a while since we've last hooked up with you. We've missed you.
Oh.
And?
Okay.
And?
And thank you.
And thank you. In the past, Nick, you made the band play some powerful music whilst you read some powerful poetry.
Sure.
We are still making powerful music. Are you still making powerful poetry?
No.
No. That's finished.
I felt that the music overshadowed it.
Ruined it.
So, well, anyway, I'm here. Let's make the most of it.
Is there anything you'd like to say before we begin? And is there any music you'd like underneath that speech?
Something jazzy.
Oh, really?
The right place.
Okay. Did you mean record it?
I have nothing to say.
Oh, stop. Stop.
Diddle diddle doo doo dum dum, good happy birthday to Tom Wood. Diddle diddle doo dum dum layer, he is not a tennis player. Oh no. Diddle diddle doo doo dum dumness, he looks like Mr. Tumness. Diddle diddle doo doo dum piano, he's quite good on the piano. Oh yes. Happy birthday to Tom Wood, happy birthday to Tom Wood, happy birthday to Tom Wood, happy birthday to Tom Wood. Oh yeah.
Well, Nick, I always like to introduce the guest to the listener with some sort of musical explanation. Today I've used information from your Wikipedia page.
Oh?
It says you're a comedian, actor and rock musician. So I've forced some of their information into the tune of Simply the Best by Tina Turner.
Fantastic.
Is that your sort of thing?
Oh, yes.
Is it?
I love Tina Turner.
Well, good, because this is Simply Nick Helm. Ready?
Yep.
Okay. Listener, this is your guest. He was born in 1980. He's 39 years old. No, not true.
No.
Nearly true.
Nearly true.
His Edinburgh show in 2010 was Keep Hold of the Gold. Correct?
I see why you did it like that. Yeah.
His name is Nicholas Tristan Phillip. He grew up in St. Albans, went to Winchester Uni.
That's
Winchester
true.
Uni, yep.
It was sort of a college.
He starred as Andy in Uncle on BBC Three. Yep.
Yes.
Enjoyed that.
Andy King.
He went to Cunningham Hill Primary School, then Sandringham Secondary School, baby.
This is true.
But he's simply Nick Hell. He's been nominated for a BAFTA award.
Wow.
He won a South Bank Breakthrough Award. He won Dave's Joke of the Fringe Award.
2011.
But he didn't win the Edinburgh Comedy Award.
Twice.
Bridget Christie won the Edinburgh Comedy Award.
And that's a riches.
Bridget Christie was born in Gloucester. It's no disgrace to have lost to her. You're simply Nick Helm.
That was great. That was really great.
Yeah.
It's really great.
It's rousing, wasn't it?
Because to look at you, you wouldn't think you'd be able to do what you've just done. But it sounds so professional.
Who are you looking at in particular? Who is
all
it?
Of you.
Which is the least professional looking there?
You, Alex.
Yeah. I'm wearing trousers that go thin at the bottom.
Which makes a change that you're wearing trousers, doesn't it? Your flies are undone, yeah.
Not the fly, but some of the flies are undone. I can see how many flies. They've got three flies and two of them are done up, actually.
I'm 38. If you're going to do that song again later.
But you were born in 1980. Oh, I see. Yes,
yeah,
I see.
Another few months to go, isn't there? You're
born in October.
Born in October. We were
same as my daddy.
Ahead of the game.
We did a dongle yonks ago for Mr. Adrian Dare, but now he's back and so we sing another one with care. Adrian, we thank you for your excellent donation. We also think you've always had outstanding concentration. You look at something really hard for hours at a time. So well done for your focus and your lack of doing crime. You're focused and you don't steal things, the perfect combination. So once again, we thank you, Adrian, for your kind donation. Shut up, Bossa Nova! Any questions for the band before we get started proper? I'm trying to get you to
no.
Ask them. No? Okay. Ed's got a terrifying story from something that happened on the tube today. Would you like to hear that?
Go on.
Okay. Can we just have some chilling bass guitar, please, underneath? That's it. Chilling.
It was quite tense, Nick. I was getting off the train at Highbury and Islington.
You're getting off with the train?
I was getting off. That was a different part.
How did
of the
you manage
story.
That?
A lot of tonguing.
You mean the driver?
What the hell?
I was getting off the train.
Oh. Off the train?
Off the train at Highbury and Islington.
So I didn't mean to derail your story.
Oh! Hey.
Hey. Trumpet, please, Joe. A bit of trumpet for the Joe.
Play the music some more. There we go. Sorry, Ed. Continue.
Thanks, Nick. And there, it was quite busy. And a suited man...
Such a scary story.
...was stood with his fingers poised over the opening door button.
Door. Is this on a train or on the underground?
Overground.
Overground. Because sometimes people press the opening door on the
they
underground.
Do, don't they? Yeah.
Why have they put them there? Yeah.
Those are the days, weren't they, when they did something.
Back when you could smoke down there.
Yeah.
And have sex.
So we were all waiting to get off as this suited man held his fingers over the open button, and the button started flashing as it does to tell you that it's ready to be pushed. But he didn't push it, Nick, and we just stood there. And eventually a young woman reached between his fingers with one delicate finger and pushed the button open.
And what did she do then? What did she do? Did she look at you?
She looked at me.
And what did you do?
I gave her a thankful smile, and she rolled her eyes. And we all got off.
With each other. That's a story with a happy ending, isn't it?
It sure is.
But he was keeping you all hostage for a little while there.
He was, yeah.
But then what happened was he instigated one of those moments that strangers have on... public transport or in a lift.
And it should have been a moment that was gone, but now, thanks to this podcast, it lives forever.
So in actual fact, that's quite a nice thing, isn't it? That's like a happening.
He brought us together.
He instigated a happening.
With his negligence.
It's a scary story. Here we go. There's a man called Matthew Godfrey who might have to move house soon. So this is a plea to his landlord in the form of a catchy tune. Don't evict Mr. Godfrey. Don't turf him out just yet. Matthew Godfrey is a very nice man. He's not an awful get. Stop. Nick, just so you know, Nick, at some point in the show, we're going to hide the name of an American novel in a song. We'll perform a song, and in that song, we'll hide the name of an American novel. If you can predict it before we say the name of the American novel, you'll win a T-shirt.
Is it a recent novel?
Recent-ish.
Oh.
I mean, same as America. It's a green T-shirt, okay?
Okay, I haven't read any novels.
You'll have heard of this
recently.
Novel. No, you will have heard of this novel. It's one of the big ones. Okay. Meanwhile, very quickly and quite quietly, let's talk about music. Do you like it?
Yeah.
A bit quieter, please. Yeah. You've written some cracking music. You wrote, "He makes you look fat."
I don't play that anymore, though.
Well, all my references are going to be from that album.
Hot and Heavy.
Things like "I Fancy the Pants Off You."
That's a great song.
"Off of You." Too off, is it?
"Off of You." "Off of."
"Off of You." "Bang Bang Bang." "Man, It's
Vietnam." Yeah.
Your second album was called "Nick Helm Is
Fucking Amazing."
Yeah. And all the songs on Amazon are described as explicit.
They're not all explicit.
They're all described as explicit.
I think there's probably swearing in all of them, actually, on the second album. Do you know why it's explicit? Because the album's called Fucking Amazing.
Okay. Are any of the songs implicit?
No, I don't think so. I think it's all fairly explicit.
Can I read out a review that Gareth wrote of your album? It's positive.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The music is a bit more varied than the last album.
True.
With a bit of a softer sound to some of the tracks.
Yes.
But still contains the expected stonking rock tunes.
Okay.
I would recommend this album to almost everyone. Stop. Almost everyone.
I think that's fair. Almost everyone is fair.
Who's he not recommending that to?
Squares.
What I don't like, Nick, are songs that are grammatically incorrect. So we're going to perform a couple of grammatically correct songs now, focusing in particular on the double negative. Okay?
There's Ghostbusters in there.
Oh, is that... What do they say?
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Yeah, well, that should be in there. So he is afraid of ghosts. Do the Rolling Stones one. Here we go. One, two, three. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can't get no satisfaction. Stop.
because it says I ain't got none, so that would mean...
I can't get no satisfaction. I can get some.
I can get some. Satisfaction.
Satisfaction.
That's what you're saying. Can we do...
But how much?
I am incapable of getting no satisfaction.
Yes, you can only,
I get satisfied by everything. Which is why there's so many cases against me now.
You can't help but get satisfied. There is sunshine when you've gone. Okay. And that one, when the person goes away, the weather clears up and Bill can relax at last. And I've got two more of these. You enjoying these?
Ain't no sunshine.
Better times.
Not saying I'm happy without you, but let's just say that I'm not unhappy.
No. So we'll do two sides of a coin here. We're doing a Marvin Gaye song, then obviously a two Unlimited song.
One, two.
Because baby, there is a mountain high enough. There is a valley low enough. There is a river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, babe.
So, so Marvin, quite realistic there.
Oh, come on. Let's rattle through this, guys.
Last one, a song called No Limits. And, Nick, you need to work out if there are limits or if there are not limits or if there are not no limits. OK?
Yeah. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, 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 no. There's no limits. Stop.
So. There are no limits. That's actually...
You're correct.
That's correct.
Yeah, there are 13 there, so they all cancel each other out before the last one. You genuinely can reach for the sky. It's the opposite of Marvin's song. So well done, Jean-Paul DaCosta and Phil Wilde, the founders of Two Unlimited. They've sold 18 million records worldwide.
Really? All that one or different ones?
All different ones. Lovely. I would say, Nick, I've had a throat infection for a week, so my voice is a bit addled. What's your excuse?
I too have just done... Edinburgh.
Oh, the same.
And I'm just sort of in a recovery period.
You've always sounded like this, haven't you?
Hey, you!
Yes, you!
Yeah, I'm talking to you. You're a girl who is both tall and strong. Is that you?
Yes, you!
Are you strong and tall too?
Are you a girl?
Then this could be your song.
Are you called Rachel?
Then this could still be you. This song is for Rachel. Yes, it's true, but which Rachel are we looking for? There could be just one listening. There could be many more. It's Rachel Silverman. It's your birthday today. This song is all for you. With love from a man called James. There could be two Rachel Silvermans who both know a generous guy called James. The one that we are looking for has a dog with an unusual name. It's called Diego, Diego the dog. So happy birthday, we hope that you like your song.
So look, next year in October you're going to turn 40. I'm about to turn 41.
Next year in October, yeah, that's correct. Yeah. But that is over a year away.
Well, not when the podcast goes out. It'll be
when does the podcast come out?
In 7 weeks' time,
after I'm dead.
Yeah. Do you have any major concerns about life at this stage? And do you want to play a game of major concerns?
Oh yeah, I'd love to play a game of major concerns.
Okay, so the band are going to play a little riff, something quite gospel-y. With the chorus being major concerns. We're all going to say our major concerns one by one, and the person who gets the most agreement wins. So if you really agree with it, you say amen, and the person who gets the most amens wins. Okay, so everyone think of major concerns with life, please.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll start with a major concern, and we'll go around to my right. So it'll be you next, Ben, because I don't know the pianist's name.
I was wondering if we should do some music that's a bit quicker.
Yes, good idea. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like Smokey and the Bandit, like chase music. Bom, 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 bom,
bom, bom, bom. Yeah, it looks like that's what we're getting. Yeah. Oh, guys! I'm really concerned that if I was ever in a fight, it would really hurt.
Amen.
Thank you, Mark.
Amen.
We've got two amens there. Ben, your turn.
Hey, guys.
Oh, thank you. Well, late amen. Hi, Ben.
Hi. I'm worried about my toe that I dropped a piece of wood on last week, and I'm worried it might drop off because it's looking pretty manky.
It's hard to agree with that.
Oh, really?
Oh, should we have a look at it? We'll look at it after the song. Willis, what are your major concerns? Stay quiet.
Arthritis.
Mark, your turn. Major
concerns.
Major concern.
No deal Brexit.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't really. Joe, what are your major concerns?
The bird's nest in the house we're about to have the building work done. And now my major concern is that I've just confessed to the crime. Well, no, we haven't done it yet. Confessed to the possibility of the crime of removing a bird's nest.
Without permission from the Queen.
Which is a crime.
Is it a swan's nest?
No.
Okay. Amen!
Amen!
These are all very personal, specific concerns.
Yeah, they don't have to be. They don't have to be. Do you have any major concerns about that?
I'm quite concerned that I might not live to see this podcast come out.
Amen!
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 I'm on the fence there. If you do die before it...
But can you do it in memoriam?
Oh, we will go. I think this would be out. Yeah, a lot of listeners.
This would be fitting tribute.
Pianist, do you have any major concerns? Maybe silence for everyone.
I was talking to the mysterious Pedro the other day.
Ooh. Sexy times.
Amen.
And he said that we're getting to the age that we should start thinking about having our prostate checked.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Come and sit on my lap.
Was it just you two, was it?
Yeah.
In bed?
He's trying that approach again.
He loves that line.
Yep. So we checked each other's. And I think we're fine.
Remember, Nick, at some point... Amen! I think that's the end of Major Concerns. Major Concerns. Sometimes I can use pretty much a whole loo roll in one go.
Wow. I don't believe you.
Show off.
Blankets keep you warm.
The blankets keep you warm.
Flip-flops keep you cool. But I want to be warm and I want to be cool at the same time, preferably. Well, you got to meet Michael Pattinson and his girlfriend Stephanie. That's right, they're warm and they're cool. Like a perfect gooseberry fool. He's half English, half Malaysian, she's half Irish and half German. But most of all, they're warm and cool like blankets, blankets and flip-flops.
Well, look, we've got a banker now, Nick. It's a little game of who's had the most little things in their hand so far then, guys.
Oh.
So you all play instruments.
Didn't know it was going to get personal.
Yep. You all play instruments. What instrument would you like to play in this bit, Nick? You can choose an instrument. You play guitar, obviously, but...
I play guitar very rudimentally.
That's fine.
Do
you want a recorder?
Sure.
Ah. Okay. Easy. Well, that's a shame for the listener, but fine. Do you play recorder, Nick?
No.
I'm going to read out a list of little things, Nick. If you haven't had one of these little things in your hands, you have to stop playing. So the last person playing has had the most little things in their hands so far then, guys. Okay.
I've had a lot of things in my hands.
Well, let's find out. Please don't squeak too much because of the listener's ears. Here we go. Start with a snail. Have we all held a snail? Of course we have. We've all held a snail. We're mighty humans. Someone else's tooth. Someone else's tooth. Oh, Willip's got a story.
My niece's first tooth came out last night.
And you held it? Passed it around the Collier household?
No. But my sister-in-law has kept all of the first teeth. It's
yes,
a bit weird, isn't it?
Yes.
Should we start again?
No. Ricicles! Have we all had ricicles in our hands? We lost Mark. Why have you never had?
I've never had a ricicle.
Okay.
Do you mean bicycle?
Not on this occasion. A £2 coin. Wow. A £2 coin. Everyone still find them exciting?
Yeah.
They're not bad, are they? Caviar. Caviar. We've lost Willip, the vegetarian. Gold! Any sort of gold. a chicken's foot, a naughty pill. I'm going to ask Ben, what sort of naughty pill have you held?
Not going to say, but I've held one.
I think we've lost the pianist. Have we lost the pianist? Yes. Yeah. Good boy, good boy. A grain of rice with something written on it, or a sacred stone, or a bee, or a wasp, or something. Yeah. A wedding ring. Who's held a wedding ring? A lingonberry. A lingonberry. Oh, God, it's just...
it's just the hypnotising sound.
One of those little eggs. A quail's egg. Yeah. One of those little fish, white bait. A beak. Have you ever held a beak? Oh. Nick, I'm going to have to push you on this. What beak have you held? What beak have you held?
I can't play it. It's a recorder. I can't.
I know, but I can give you a little room there to.
Duck's beak.
You've held a duck's beak. an eyeball. Which eyeball? Which eyeball?
A frog's eyeball.
A frog's eyeball. Moon dust. Have you held moon dust?
I've got a rock from the moon.
Okay. A famous American singer's fingernails.
Now I'm out.
Yeah.
What a game.
Good effort, though.
Well done, Nick. And a lovely moment. Strong. A lovely section.
Think I should have gone out a lot earlier, actually, but I was concentrating so hard on learning the recorder on my feet that... I got there in the end. Yeah,
I think you finished it now. No need to play it. No need to play it again. Yeah. Hey, Nick, how do you write the music for your songs? Yes, what's the process?
I sing a song.
But do you sit there with a guitar or a piano?
No, because that would really significantly hold me back on my range.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you sing it out loud first?
I sing it out loud.
Really?
Into my phone or, in the olden days, a dictaphone. Yes. And then I later on sit down with a guitar and work out what the chords are.
Well, that was a genuinely interesting question and answer section.
Fascinating.
Fascinating, guys.
Yeah.
I'd like you to write some music now in that method, please. So you can use my phone if you want, or you can just use the podcast as the recording device.
Use the podcast, yeah? Sure.
Okay, we're going to do... We often do top tens in this. So top tens of things around the world. I've got a new top ten. It's top ten things that sound a bit like cabbage. But we need some fresh music for it. So could you compose the music for it? So something exciting and countdown-y, please, Nick.
What?
Could you compose the music, please? Any sort of music, but it needs to be a bit...
Top 10 things that sound like cabbage. Top 10 things that sound like cabbage. Yep. Top 10 things that sound like cabbage.
Dibba.
Okay. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Top 10 things that sound like cabbage. Top 10 things that sound like cabbage. Top 10 things that sound like cabbage. Don't tell anyone that no one is
at
cabbage.
Number 10, it's baggage. You want it when you go on holiday, but not when you're entering a new relationship. At number 9, down 3 for Spanish. Doesn't sound enough like cabbage to get into the top 5. Staying still at 8, it's mammoth. Sorry, did somebody ask for a woolly mammoth? No, I asked for some cabbage. Let's carry on. At number 7, it's radish. At least they're related somehow. At number 5, sorry, number 6, it's rabbit. Rabbit, cabbage.
Top 10 things that sound like cabbage. Top 10 things that sound like cabbage. Top 10 things that sound like cabbage.
At number 5, it's sausages. Sausages, cabbage. And number 4 is last week's number 1, Scrabble. Yes, it sounds like cabbage. And number 3, it's carriage. A bit boring. And number 2, it's a big mover. Yes, it's software package. At number 1, with 3 syllables, it's a new entry for Charles Babbage. The father of the computer is the thing that sounds the most like cabbage this week.
Top 10 things that sound like cabbage. Top 10 things that sound like cabbage.
Well done, Mr. Babbage. Thank you, Nick.
It was Savage, isn't it?
No, that was at number 12. Number 12. Savage does sound like cabbage, but not as much as rabbit.
Sausage?
But sausages.
More than sausages.
Depends how you pronounce sausages, I think.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do keep watching out for the name of an American novel hidden in the song. If you say it before we say it, you get a green T-shirt. Hey, can I have some dainty music, Mr. Pianist?
Joe, walk on.
Dainty music. Coffee. Hey guys.
Hi Alex.
How are you all feeling about fashion at the moment?
Oh, confident.
Okay. Yeah? What do you guys think about tight trousers?
They don't suit you.
Nick? You sticking with the cords?
Aren't they meant to be good for the environment?
Hats! Guys, two of you wearing hats.
I can't wear a hat. Heads are too big.
Yeah.
I've only started wearing a hat due to necessity.
Baldy.
You've got a cock on your hat?
Yeah.
Is it French? Is it a French cockerel?
No.
Okay. What about funny coloured football boots, guys? What do we think of funny coloured football boots?
Annoying.
What sort of colours?
Sometimes orange, sometimes white.
Helps me remember which
one. Sometimes orange, sometimes white.
What about scarves that are just a big bits of material? This is the fashion section. What do people think of those scarves that are big?
Very warm.
Very warm.
If they're for warmth, they're great.
Yeah, bring it on.
What little tiny little pants that we're all supposed to be wearing now? Just the bits that just clip on, just sort of clip onto the front and don't go all the way around the side.
Is that a real thing?
Isn't that for swimming tricks?
I don't know, but that's what I'm wearing now.
The scarf's fashionable.
It's like a patch, a suction patch.
Like a Nicorette patch.
Yeah.
A
Stop!
A Nicorette patch.
Please shut up, it's time to be quiet and think about him for a while. A guy called Andy Williamson, my favourite guy by a mile. So shut your mouth and please stand still for Andy Williamson and pay respect, cos he drinks lots of beer and plays his keyboard every day. We'll see you in Brighton where you like to show your face. You develop webs for people which you carry round in your web case.
Right then everyone, listen to this. This is written by Joe Auckland.
When do you think it became a thing to call something a thing? And if it isn't a thing, what is it then? If it isn't a thing, is it nothing? If it isn't a thing, it must still be something. And something is better than nothing. I think you'll agree the order must be it's nothing, something, then a thing.
The bass drum is nothing. The bongos are something. The low trumpets are a thing. The high trumpets are a thing.
What about everything? That's something more. Everything's more than a thing. But if everything is more than a thing, then that makes a thing just like nothing. But we already know that a thing is a thing, and definitely nothing like nothing. So it's nothing, something, a thing, then everything, now we are getting somewhere.
Wow, this bit's something else!
Oh, I don't like this bit.
No, nor do I. I just meant it was something different.
Oh, okay, fine.
Well, I think we're aware that we're getting somewhere. We definitely are not nowhere. But we're not everywhere, cos if we were there, it would be more of a thing. And I really don't care, I'm not sure it's a thing, cos everyone's threshold is different. Cos nobody's everything is everyone's nothing, and somebody's something is someone else's thing.
Cos nobody's everything is everyone's nothing, and somebody's something is someone else's thing.
Cos nobody's everything is everyone's nothing, and somebody's something is someone else's thing. There's a thing.
Nick, do you drive?
No.
Would you like to win a Rolls Royce?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, it's now time for you to try to win a Rolls Royce as we play Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce?
Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce.
Rolls
Royce. All you've got to do is say the full name of a Roy of my choosing whilst rolling your R's. In one breath, the longest Roy rolled wins a Rolls Royce or some shit.
How'd you roll your ass?
20.
Oh.
20,
not your ass.
Your ass.
Sorry.
20.7 seconds is the... Perfect. 20.7 seconds to beat. Greg Davis is currently in the driving seat of the Rolls Royce.
Very different techniques of rolling their R's, yes, don't they? That's what
you
we're learning from this segment.
You would not believe Angelica Bell's technique, Nick Helm. Your Roy is, and do if you want to jump in and guess which Roy I'm talking about, your Roy is 83 years old.
Walker.
He's Hansley. He's an English comedian, no, actor, presenter, etc. He was
Charlie Brown.
Born in Croydon.
I fail to understand this game.
Just have to guess which Roy I'm talking about. He's an authority on the history of musical entertainment.
Roy Hard.
He's still going. Roy Hard has been in Call the Midwife, Midsummer Murders, Benidorm, Broadchurch, Law and Order UK, Coronation Street, and this year, Casualty.
What a CV.
That's awful. Did he fall? Hey!
The best bit so far.
Yeah, I think that was the best bit so far. So all you've got to do is say the name Roy Hudd, but roll your R's and for as long as possible in one breath. If you get over 20.7 seconds, you will probably win a Rolls Royce.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready? The band will join in and help you. Okay. I will start my clock on when you start your Roy. Oh, that was 19.4 seconds. Oh. 1.3 seconds off.
So close to winning a Rolls Royce.
I don't really know how to roll my arm.
Or say any of the words. Hud.
I said Hud. Yeah, he's my favourite comedian is Hud.
Oh, dear. Go on then, Will. Sing that song from the musicals that you love so much.
Oh, God.
What's this one?
I'm just trying to think of books that I know.
Yeah, yeah, you've got to get it. Otherwise, you won't win the green T-shirt.
Has it happened yet?
No.
No.
Memories like...
You all right?
Sorry, I've forgotten it.
Well, that's about
did
it.
Did you do that Pardon? Joke earlier, or did yeah, I see the rehearsal?
Different song.
Yeah. Still good.
Yeah. The things you say and your facial expressions communicate cool very bit. Different.
Oh, no.
In my pocket, I've just found one piece from a jigsaw. That's a sad situation.
That's puzzling.
Mm.
Oh. No, I mean, that wasn't good.
No, but it is a sad child later on. Nick, we're very nearly there. Is there anything you'd like to add to the podcast at this stage? What are you up to? Can we buy your albums, that sort of thing?
You can buy my albums, but what most people do is they listen to them on Spotify.
Oh, do you get any money for that?
I think 0.001p.
Yeah, we didn't put ours on Spotify for that very reason.
Is that right?
I didn't put mine on Spotify.
Oh, really? Did? What?
Some
Well, I'm very sorry to say it was me who put your songs on Spotify. Sorry, Nick. is there anything? Do you do live stuff at the moment? Can we come? Are you tour?
Oh, I'm on tour. Yeah. I'm on tour. But
do you want to publicise that? You don't have to.
But when is this coming out?
October.
Oh yeah, I'll be on tour nationwide.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll probably be doing some Christmas shows at the Pleasance.
Oh.
Will
they be good?
They'll be amazing.
Yeah. What sort of stuff?
Oh, just it's called Nick Helm's Christmas Fuckfest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And hey, we're going to have to put explicit on the name of our podcast.
If you've got Nick fucking Helm on your show. I mean, nobody told me before we started that there was a no swearing policy, but you can bleep me out.
We didn't say there wasn't no swearing. On
Ain't no swearing on our show, and I took that for what it meant. So there is not swearing there is, on your show.
There is only swearing. Okay, we're going to leave you with one more song, Nick. Is everyone ready for this one?
The only book I can think of is Gone Girl.
Gone Girl? Okay. One of the great American novels.
And that's because it was a film.
You might get it. Remember, there is a green T-shirt to be won.
An American novel.
One of the great American novels, of course.
From the top.
Jaws.
Not yours, no. Yeah, keep thinking. So, what American novel? What could it be? Get thinking at home. Or on the bus. On the road. No. Of Mice and Men. No. Tequila, Mockingbird. We've reached the end of the podcast. Can we remember the Cabbage music to play under the outro credits?
10 things that sound like cabbage. 10 things that sound like cabbage. 10 things that sound like cabbage. 10 things that sound like cabbage.
Yeah.
10 things that sound like cabbage.
We've finished.
10 things that sound like cabbage.
Thank you, everyone. Joe, Will, Mark, Ben, Brett, Joe Walker for recording, Joe Porter for editing, and our best guest ever by miles, Mr. Nick Hell.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
You're our favourite ever guest, by some distance. There is a bonus musical coming up, written by Mr. Mark Brown. Please like and subscribe. Keep donating, we appreciate that. And we'll see you next week with Mr. Scroobius Pip. Goodbye. 10 things that sound a bit like cabbage.
Yeah.
So if you want to feature in the podcast, do go to Patreon, where you can donate some money, as little as $1 a month, as much as $1 million a month. The more you give, the more of a mention you'll get. We'll make you little dingles or long songs. Just let us know what you want and we'll do it. You can also buy our album on Bandcamp. And thank you for any contributions. Also, you don't have to do anything. It's free. If you do donate, they do take the money out of your bank account every month. So you might want to stop it or keep doing it. We're very grateful for anything. Willip, that is some super guitar.
Yes, it's time for another $5 holler. Thank you. Ava, Ree, Schwartz, Steve, Han, and James Nicholas. Rodri, Lloyd, Tessa, Key, Andrew Holmes, Adam Campbell, Rob Newman, Mark, Jonathan Pierce, Jonathan Scott, PJ, Brian McClellan, Emma Colville, John B, Thomas Boy, Cameron Shaw, James Haywood, Jenny, Ruth Yates, Brendan, Nevin, Alex Boucher, Chris Charles, Brian White, Ray McGlynn, Rebecca Davey, Kevin Moore, Samantha Downs, Ian Bez, Hannah Mitchell, Hyman Lee, Louise Dutnell, Rory Jones, Kristen Mark Piper, Steve Robbins, Tessa Key, Rodri Lloyd, Christopher Mountain, Ian Naden, Matt Robinson, Joe Leonard, Grandma Henry, Emma Tassel, Emma Colville, Damian Chadwick, Nick, what's in your wallet, Black, James Robertson, Tim Jones, Alex Woodhead, Oliver Moodler, John Moorfield, Bradbury, Paul Kissick, Matt Stead, Alexander Heal, Emma Connell, John Baines, Roy Good, Andrew Rowland, Ashley Smith, Jason B.
So, the musical begins. The opening scene is me, just a cool guy, walking around London, enjoying the sights, the sounds, the smells, but also the trials and tribulations of city life. I'm off to see some friends.
I was out and about, in a restaurant or an airport or a pub. It really doesn't matter for the purpose of this story. This story.
So, scene change, and now it's me going to the toilet in the pub or the airport or the restaurant. Cue the music.
This toilet is broken, what should I do? I put lots of paper over my poo. I hope that's enough and it fixed the plumbing, cause it's getting quite busy and the next guy's coming. Oh no!
So this is the big finish to the musical. Now the enormous cast comes out of all the toilets and we all start singing.
Paper over the crap. Paper over the crap. We papered over the crap. Papered over the crap. Paper over the crap.
papered over the crap. We papered over the crap. Papered over the crap. Papered over the crap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.